Hi, this is I Allegedly. Welcome back. I am Dan, and I am at another car show today, Huntington Beach, California. It's a library. This thing's huge. This thing's fantastic. But I've got one for you. Did you know? Got a bunch of crazy news. Okay? This is nuts, guys. There's a bunch of different things to cover. Hit the like button. Subscribe to the channel. I'm up in the Corvette section. These are just beautiful up here. But like, subscribe, and let's get into it. I get sent stories to me that are absolutely nuts every now and then. And one of them was about officiating weddings. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. How about this? In the state of Colorado, you know, you can have magistrates, you can have judges, you can have lawyers officiate your wedding, and they can also be your witnesses at your wedding, in addition to human beings. But Colorado is one of the states that will allow you to have a cow as an officiant to your wedding. How about that? How about a cow? How about your dog? Your dog can be the witness to your wedding. Let's say you have nobody there. That's crazy, guys. That's crazy. Well, it got me thinking, what else is there in the world? And I'm sorry. I understand some people don't have friends, but, you know, Rosie's going to be the witness at my wedding. I think that gets kind of crazy when you start to do stuff like that, but it got me thinking, what else is there? And there was just a ton of stories in addition to the business news today. Okay? First of all, dolphins have names for their friends and each other. Honey never spoils, which I did not know. I always thought honey, when it crystallizes and stuff, goes bad. Because of the high sugar content, it doesn't go bad. Blue whales' hearts are 400 pounds, which is crazy. Cows have best friends. They attend weddings, too. Cows have best friends. So if you've ever dated a heifer, you know what I mean. I mean, you know, a cow. Anyways, they have best friends. Again, Australia is wider than the moon. Isn't that wild to think about? It's a little worthless trivia for you. Avocados are not vegetables, or they're fruits. We know that because I live here in California, and it's part of the fruit family. Honeybees can recognize human faces. What are they? Do they have friends? Do they officiate weddings too? It's nuts, guys. Okay? I mean, it's absolutely crazy. When it rains on Venus, it rains metal. Metallic debris falls from the sky. That's why we may never be able to go to Venus. Okay? Koala bears, they have fingerprints. Okay? How about this one? Octopuses have three hearts, which I did not know. And Scotland, they're crazy. You know that. But their national animal is the unicorn because there's so many of them. So good for them. Good for them. Bananas cannot reproduce. Crocodiles can't stick out their tongues. Next time you get real close, look and see if that'll happen. again, you know what I get a kick out of is like when you hear about like ancient medicine, being in the medical space business, it was crazy how the stuff that you would hear about ancient and, you know, old medicine from like the late 1800s and stuff. Well, ketchup was used as medicine at one point. So, isn't that crazy to think about? We have all these wacky things that happen in this world. And I just, you know, I'm blown away. We have so many people that are broke right now and that are having difficulties with money. And, you know, it's funny. How about this one? You know, I have rented many times offices and executive suites. They're fantastic. You know, you have, you know, like different, you know, you can use the conference room, get your mail there, things like that. It's absolutely a great way to run your business. It's funny. There's 20 trucking companies, over 20 trucking companies that are using the same address in Texas, and they think it's completely nefarious. It's not like that. Well, I'm like, what's wrong with that? Well, no. These guys, think about, what about the insurance? What about, you know, their workers' comp? All this stuff that they're supposed to have to run a business, especially a trucking company. And a lot of these people don't have that. So, again, kind of crazy that we're seeing this stuff. You're seeing horrible things happen when it comes to getting tickets. There is a new law in many states that you're not allowed to park within so many feet of an intersection. Even though it's not marked red, you can get a ticket for doing this. And all these people in San Diego County are getting tickets for this. So I'm like, okay, well, where does this go from there? Well, what you have is you have a new thing where you've seen those signs. Hey, 2 hour limit, 2 hour parking, 90 minute parking. So many places now are installing cameras and they're keeping track of your car. And if your car's over 90 minutes, they mail you a ticket. How wrong is that? How wrong is that? And remember the ticket guy? And if you ever, you know, I drive to Newport Beach a lot, park in Newport Beach, and you go to these places, you know, the parking hounds that, you know, I'm convinced that they get paid bonuses to write people like me tickets. And, you know, one day walked up to my car and I go, God, I wonder if I'm close to 2 hours. He's like, I'm riding the next 12 cars, tickets. And I said, are you going to ride the yellow one? He's like, no, I think he's okay. I said, okay. And I walked up and got in my car and drove away. Never got the ticket. And I, by the way, I don't have a yellow car. So it's terrible though. Imagine getting a ticket mailed to you. Isn't that horrible? I think it's just awful that they're doing stuff like this. So again, the municipalities that make no money, that you know, tax us to oblivion, that don't know how to do anything. You know, they can't cut costs. The only thing they can do is tax us. And how do you tax people? Oh, we'll create more parking tickets. It's ridiculous. Let me know what you think so far. There's a bunch of Rolls Royces and stuff down the hill we'll go look at as well. Walking through the car show, random Mike Dizzle, Dizzle in Motion, and TK's from TK's Garage. So check out those two channels. They're absolutely fantastic. And my go-to guy always for car, and I always send him car news.
Yes.
That he gets. Oh, Dan, I saw that a week ago. Yeah. So it's Mr. Inside, both of them. But they're great guys, and they know the automotive industry. So check out both their channels today. I'll leave links in the video description.
And I get all
today.
My financial information from Dan.
Oh, there you go.
That's what I'm saying.
Good for you. All right. Thanks, brother. You know, sometimes we hear stories and we just go, how could they have not caught this earlier? Think about this one. There was 112,000 pieces of mail in Kentucky that didn't get delivered. So with that, I mean, 112,000. When you sit there and you say, wait a second, something's wrong. What happens when people don't get their visa bill? They don't get, the check they were waiting for, anything. I mean, it's crazy. So they finally started to investigate and arrested a couple people. It's a great story below. But the one that blew me away was there were people that were cashing other people's tax refund checks in Massachusetts. Okay, well, what do you mean? No, think about it, $8.8 million. Look at all these people that did this, okay? And you know what this is. This is like, well, gosh, if you can do it, I can do it. And they would basically wipe the names out, change the names, make it to companies, make it to businesses, take them to check cashing places, start businesses, do different things. But $8.8 million. I mean, here's the thing, guys. When you sit there and you don't get, you know, your tax refund check, and then six people don't get it, and then you find that it's $8 million, wouldn't you kind of put a line, you know, and draw a line in the sand and say, this is crazy. So as we're at a car show, one thing that's nuts right now is this new law could basically put people out of business. And it's going to start in the state of Texas. You know, one thing that we have here that I absolutely love are car chases. I love it when some maniac, you know, steals a car and takes off and he's driving 100 miles an hour and it goes in all the news channels. And you get to watch that. And I love those. I think that they're fantastic. Well, one thing that they did to eliminate that was they made a paper license plate. You go to a dealership and you buy a car, you get a paper license plate when you buy the car. And what that did was that eliminated that. Well, the problem with that is just like all good things, they started to have fraud over and over and over again. Look at this thing. Isn't that cool? So now, how about this? You have to have metal license plates in the state of Texas. So it's going to basically put people out of business. Now, when I went, I bought a car from my friend, and this was a few years ago, and it was, he lived in Nevada and then sold to me in California. And I went to the auto club, and I'm like, well, how long is it going to take? I've got Nevada plates, the tags are bad, blah, blah, blah. Oh, no, so we give you the license plate right here. And I said, well, let me pick the license plate, you know, what it, the number's going to be, so it's not 666 Satan or something, you know. And I'm sorry, we can't do that. So it was just generic, and it was no big deal. But isn't that crazy? So that law is going to take effect. And now people in Texas that sell cars are saying, hey, listen, we want to go out and we want to save license plates from used cars that we sell. So again, it's going to just create more and more of a problem, but it's basically going to put people, they say, out of business right now that sell automobiles. Isn't that crazy? So I'm telling you, man, you start to see all this stuff. Now, here's another good one for you. You know, we talk a lot about financial people's status, what they're doing to save money. Everybody's in debt. Everybody's in debt to their eyeballs right now. And one thing that they're doing is people are starting to realize, whether they listen to me or whoever, that people are starting to prioritize having cash for a rainy day because of all the problems that they're going to have. So how about this one? 77% of Americans have changed how they manage money, and due to economic uncertainty. 58% believe no matter what they tell us, we're going to have some type of economic downturn and have a recession. But 49% say that they want to get rid of all surprise fees. In other words, they're starting to check on credit card bills and things like that, but they're prioritizing having cash. Over 50% of the people are saying that they're prioritizing having cash in their house so that they can have cash for a rainy day. Look at these old Hondas and stuff. Isn't this cool? That I had, when I was a kid, I had mini bikes like that. That was awesome. It's very cool. So let me know what you think so far. Few things from Dr. Marvin that he sent me that are awesome. And have you noticed how expensive just everything is? It's crazy. Well, what's the big sticker shock right now in restaurants? You know what it is? Remember, we talked about pizza the other day. Now it's pasta. It's buying spaghetti. Good old spaghetti. Spaghetti and sauce. Okay? Now, great article from San Francisco about all these places people eat at, where you've got a bowl of pasta that's $35 to $40 for a bowl of pasta. That's lunacy, guys. That's absolutely nuts when you think about that. And, you know, again, this guy says, hey, listen, these aren't Olive Garden. I understand it, but Olive Garden's, you know, $22 to buy pasta with anything on it or in it. So people cannot afford this. You're starting to see, you know, sandwich places that are going completely crazy where you've got the $20 sandwich at different places. Now, here's one thing that I forgot about that Lisa and I used to do. We used to go to the baseball game and bring our food in because nothing's worse than a $10 hot dog and a $16 beer and you know, a Diet Coke that's $12. It's insane. So we would go to Jersey Mike's and get a sandwich. And what they did for us was they said, oh, well, why don't you just make a family size sandwich, two different meats? So she liked her turkey and I liked my Italian. And they would take one sandwich and make it into two and cut it in half. Oh my gosh. And it would save us a bloody fortune on doing that. So again, ask for stuff like that because it's crazy. And Dr. Marvin brought up a great point about how people need to have a will. And he referenced a family member of his that ran into problems with this. And he said, if you have $50 in the bank, you should have a will, which everybody should. I'm telling you guys, what do you want to have happen? Nobody knows when they're going to die. Nobody can plan on an accident. You know, it's not like everybody's sick for multiple years. Things happen to all of us. And it's funny, the older I get, it's not funny, but it's coincidental that the older I get that I have friends that are dropping faster and faster and faster, and it's disturbing. So take the advice and get yourself a will, you know, and write it down. Let somebody know who has it. What do you want to have happen with your condo, with your house, with everything? Spell it out, man. Okay? But please remember that we have a private channel called iAllegedly Live. You sign up at iAllegedly.tv. I love doing that content. There's 350 videos on that. It is absolutely amazing. It's great. But check it out. It's incredibly inexpensive, and the price goes up at the end of the month. So sign up today. Now, a few things. The LA fires, I'm kind of sick of hearing about. And what I mean by that is I'm sick of hearing the same things, that the insurance companies are not paying these people, that the insurance companies are dragging their feet on claims of all different sizes, and that they have less than 30 building permits that have been issued in the Malibu area, in the Palisades. It's terrible, guys. It's absolutely terrible. Well, now people in LA County are suing USAA and AAA. Pay up. You deadbeat. Come on, man. Pay your claims. This is terrible, guys, that people have to resort to litigation to get an insurance claim done. So you guys don't want to pay claims? Don't sell insurance to us. Okay? It's awful. It's a horrible experience now, because it used to be, oh, God, I have a good insurance man. He's on my side. My guy lost his agency. Don't ever forget this. For fighting for his clients. Hey, listen, you can't do this. You can't support these people like this. You know, you have a company to support. No, I have my clients that I sold policies to. So hopefully, I wonder if he sued them. He was going to. Anyways, have you guys walked out of a sporting event, or there's a vendor selling hot dogs or tacos or something like that? Well, they're not licensed 99.9% of the time. Here in California, they just seized, over 50,000 pounds of food from these people, drinks. You know, they make the little concoction in their house and they come out and bring it. You guys understand this. You can get deathly ill eating bad food. You know, I mean, I don't need to tell you that. Most people don't want to hear it, but it's absolutely the truth. Absolutely the truth. So very, very interesting. I don't know how they get set up doing this. I was outside the Anaheim Packing District about 2 months ago with my daughter, and they were arresting these people, dumping food in the street. It was crazy, absolutely crazy. So they're starting to crack down on this more and more. Now, the final story is real estate. Here's the thing. There is $600 billion worth of houses for sale right now across the country. That's nice, Dan. Okay. There's more equity than ever right now. But is there? Okay. If you can't sell the house, you can't borrow against it. Do you really have the equity? That's just me. You're starting to see houses sit on the market longer. Here in Southern California, huh? The area that's got the biggest problem here in Orange County is Laguna Beach. And Laguna Beach has more people sitting on the market longer, 6 months to sell their house right now. Now, this used to be no big deal, but if you have a house that's $2 to $3 million, which I'm telling you, in Laguna Beach is like an okay house. It may be older, it may be run down, it may be small. But if you look out the window and stand on your tippy toes and look through the neighbor's hedge, you can see the water. You know, it's one of those type of things. $2 to $3 million. Those people right now are, waiting on the market longer, you know. And here's the thing. Everything doubled in the last year. Wait time, sales time. People are dropping the houses. But there's no inventory, Dan. That's the shenanigans that we're told over and over and over again. Okay, remember, guys, if people don't remodel their houses, there's a problem. If people don't sell their houses, there's a problem. These interest rates that everybody's so freaked out about, I'm convinced that they're going to stay sky high. I had some guy write me, here is the claim for the 5% mortgage. It's coming. When? 2035? I mean, come on. You know, so I dream on. Okay, and it's going to make a $2 million house be $4 million. Who can afford that, guys? If interest rates drop to 5%, you know, you're going to go up another $1 million in price, and you're going to be able to afford that. You won't have a job doing this right now, okay? So it was great running into TK and Mike. Check out their channels because they're awesome. And again, TK is my go-to guy when it comes to cars, knows American cars left and right. But Mike just moved here from the area, and I took him to a Yankee game. So he loves the Yankees. So he got to see his girlfriend, Mike Judge, hit a home run. Anyways, I'll see you later, okay? Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and I'll talk to you soon.